Thank you, everyone. You're welcome to today's carol service once again. I hope everyone can hear me. Okay, let's have a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you for an opportunity to be in front of you again. We thank you for you are the light of the world. And we pray that tonight, as we have gathered, let us all leave here with your presence and being filled with your light. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, when I was told I was supposed to speak about this, I heard light of the world. What came to my mind was that. So if you look at this picture carefully, where I grew up, this is the kind of light we used, the lantern. That is what we use for light. And then other people all over the world use candles, and then you are very fortunate to have these wonderful kinds of lights. And over Christmas periods, I grew up not with these beautiful lightings. Then I go here and then I see stars and I see all beautiful lights everywhere. It's so wonderful. Isn't it amazing? Don't we like it? Yeah. So that is a great thing. So one of the things we should look at is the moment we hear about Christmas, everyone here thinks of lighting, decorations, beauty stuff, gifts, and all that. So it is in the same light that today we want to look at Christmas. What does it mean as Jesus being the light of the world? And then what are the symbolisms or what are the prophecies? What was said concerning Jesus and relating him to light? We are going to explore them today and also look at how that it was not just said, but things that happened at his birth and surrounding his birth that actually confirmed that this is the light of the world. And we have already heard about the scriptures. They've read through all that was said, but I want to do a bit of light, just do a bit of connection so that we can see clearly that this was not just written or said, but we could see that indeed something showed that this is the light of the world. Now, in Matthew 4:14, Jesus just came back from the mount after fasting 40 days, 40 nights. And I just only got to understand the reason why he went up the mountain. He went up the mountain for the fasting because probably his mother would not allow him to do it. So he had to escape into the wilderness to do it. So he just returned from the mountain and the fast, and he came. The Bible says he came to fulfill what Prophet Isaiah had said. What did Prophet Isaiah say? We have already heard it read to us, but I would do a bit on that again. Now, a very quick one. When we think about the wise men that were read about, or that we hear about all the time, about how they appear to the king asking about a newborn king, why did it trouble the king? Why was the king bothered? Why was he disturbed? Were the wise men actually three? Is there a clue of the numbers of these wise men? And why did Jesus have to appear to shepherds of all the angels? Why do they have to appear to shepherds? And how does this light reveal Jesus? Now, let's think about this for a moment. If three men were to appear in front of Buckingham Palace, I don't know if I'm saying it rightly, and they said, "We are looking for the newborn king," would anybody be bothered? So why was the king, Herod, bothered in those days? And so let's look at it this way. What if we had a whole convoy, an entourage of limousines and the best kind of cars in this our day trooping towards the palace and saying, we are coming to look to greet the newborn king, would there be a cause for concern? Yes. So now let's look at what Jesus did. What actually took place? Now, I want to read from Isaiah chapter 60, because actually, when I read earlier, the Bible says that Jesus came to fulfill what prophet Isaiah said. So let's look at what he did. Now, in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, he says, arise and shine, for your light is come, and the glory of God rises upon you. He says, see, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness over the people. The Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to your brightness, to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about all about you and come to you. All are about to come to you. Now your sons will come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the arm. When you hear about this, your sons will come from afar. What comes to mind? Senses. You just read the senses. And then the Bible says that everyone had to gather back into Jerusalem. So these were all, Isaiah was seeing into what exactly was going to happen and exactly the timing at which Jesus was going to be born. So he said that then you will look and be radiant, and your heart will throb and swell with joy, and the wealth on the seas will be brought to you. To you, the riches of the nations will come. Now look at this. This is the very clear one. He says, herds of camels will cover your land. Young camels of Midian and Ephah, and all from Sheba will come, bearing incense, gold, and proclaiming the praise of our Lord. Now, the very last verse which I'll read, verse 7, it says, all Kedar's flock will be gathered to you. The rams of Nebaioth will serve you, and they will be accepted as offerings on my altar, and I will adorn my glorious temple. Now, when you look carefully at the whole passage of Isaiah 60, verse 1 to 7, you could see that he was clearly showing us how Jesus was going to be born. Now, when he says, arise and shine, for your light is come, he was just talking about the birth of Jesus. Jesus being the light. The light is come. He's born. Then he says, darkness covered the earth. And that is what we all read earlier, that the people in darkness have seen a great light. Then he goes again, nations will come to your light. And then he says, your children will assemble. They'll come back to you. Now let's look at that. The nations that were supposed to come was referring to the wise men. When you look at this in the message, it's another version of the Bible. He says, and then streams of camel caravans, as far as the eyes can see, young camel nomads of Midian and Ephah, pouring in from the south of Sheba, loaded with gold and frankincense, preaching the praises of the Lord. So it is just giving us a graphic representation of how the wise men came. They actually came with caravans of camels, loaded with gold and frankincense, and everyone was trembled. Who are these people? Who are they looking for? So the king had cause for concern. He was disturbed. He couldn't just look on. So he said, when you find the child, come and tell me so that I will go after him. I'll go and worship him. Then you look at the next verse. Immediately the next verse, he says that, and a great roundup of flocks. Immediately, this scripture is giving us a signal about the shepherds. The angels appear to the shepherds straight away to point them to the Messiah. Now, the other question would ask is, why actually did Jesus appear? Why did the angels appear to the shepherds? Because when we heard from the Bible reading, he spoke about how that this will be a sign unto you, the shepherds, that when you go, you shall see a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, laid in a manger. So in those days, what normally happened is that during the period of tabernacles, the shepherds were supposed to watch the sheep by night, because that was the lambing season in Israel. And then they were supposed to watch the sheep by night to try and pick out the firstborn lamb. And for what? It is to be used for the Passover celebration next year, the coming year. So they were supposed to watch keenly to see how the first lamb that would be born. And as soon as the first lamb was born, they would pick it and quickly wrap it with a swaddling cloth to prevent it from infection. And they would place it in the manger to prevent the other sheep from eating, so that they could concentrate and push out the rest of the birth process. So that is the reason why they put him in swaddling clothes and lay him to block the manger to prevent them from continuing to feed. So when the angels told the shepherds that this will be a sign that when you go, you see a child wrapped in swaddling clothes, placed in a manger, quickly, when they got there and they saw that, they said that this is indeed the Passover lamb. So all these happenings together, what does it tell us? It tells us that the birth of Jesus was not a coincidence. The birth of Jesus was fulfilled according to Scripture. And what is light? What does it mean when we say Jesus is the light of the world? Light actually reveals. Light brings understanding and illumination. Jesus Christ simply came to show us the Father. He came to demonstrate the Father to us so that we could see clearly who the Father is. And that is what he said that I and my Father are one. And then what I see my Father do, I do also. He came to show us a way to the Father and give us a relationship with the Father. Light also gives life. The Bible said, as we read earlier, that in him was light, and the light was the life of men. The light in Jesus is a life giver. What kind of life? He gives us physical life to survive, and also gives us spiritual life. So that is why Jesus raised the dead. He gave life to people who were sick. He gave life to their bodies. And also, light is energy. That is why when this season of the year, when the place is dark, everybody is dull. But when there is light, there is excitement. So Jesus came to give us light. He's the light of the world. And interestingly, the Bible says that he also made us the light of the world. When he was leaving, he said, you will also be the light of the world. So I'm announcing to you tonight, or I'm reminding you, that you are the light of the world. And you should be the light wherever you find yourself. You should shine the light of God in your workplace, in your family. When people see you, do they get the light? Do they get the impression of the light of God? Do they get excited? Light. I'll bring the message to a close here. These are just brief thoughts about the light. So I want us to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you for you are the light. And we want to pray that everyone here who is going through any form of darkness, any form of challenges in their hearts, in their families, in their health, I pray that let your light shine through this place. those of us who are down in this moment, I pray, just release your light upon us and let us leave here lightened up. Let us live here with a new form of energy because we have encountered you and we have heard about you. Let your blessings rest upon everyone that came. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.